Professor Bev Lawton joining us first up this morning. Te Whatu Ora has announced the creation of a $7.3 million fund to provide free cervical cancer screening to certain populations, including Wahine Māori. The founder and director of Te Tātai Hauora Ohine, the National Centre for Women's Health Research Aotearoa at Vic University in Wellington, is Professor Bev Lawton, who's from Ngāti Porou. She's made a significant contribution to improving Māori health and cervical cancer prevention, particularly through her advocacy and research on HPV self-testing that aims to boost Māori women's uptake of cervical screening, especially in rural areas. Bev, thank you for joining us on our program today. Ngā mihi nui, nō mai. Tuhine, kia ora. It's great to have you with us.
Morena, Dale. Thank you for that. Just like to say the contribution has been from Wahine Māori to this program and the pilot studies they've been involved with in Te Tai Tokoro, in the East Coast, in Wairoa. So they've really made a difference.
It's such an important kaupapa, and we are reminded, as the focus has been elevated with the Smear Your Mare campaign after losing Tiny Morrison. This is with our kapahaka women, but it has again reignited the kōrero about the importance of cervical screening. Some of these now available to do at home, which we might touch on. But can you talk with us a little about the new screening process for cervical screening? From your understanding, Bev, when's it going to begin?
Aye, it's beginning on the 12th of September. And it's two things that are really, really quite exciting. I'm really excited about the science, because we're moving to look for the virus that causes cancer. And that's really significant, because we know that looking for the virus is a better test. And that it's an HPV test, and we know we can prevent more cancers by doing it. And what's really good is that we can do it ourselves with our doctor and with a swab, just do a vaginal swab ourselves. So not only is it a better test, prevents more cancers, we can do it ourselves. And we, if it's not found the virus, we don't have to screen for another 5 years. So for us, it's very empowering. And our Wahine tells us to be able to do their own test was empowering, and they had good control and it was easy to do. So it's very exciting. It's a bit late, you know. Australia moved to this new HPV test in 2017, but we're going to get it on September the 12th, which is very, very exciting for us.
Tēnā koe, Bev. What's happened then to allow for a home testing kit? How come that kaupapa hasn't been available in years past?
Because of the science. The science hasn't been there. Before, we'd look for the cells, which required doing an examination with a health professional with a sputum to examine the cervix and take the cells from the cervix. So we now know that those cells are that cause the changes. We're preventing cervical cancer here. We're not looking for cancer. We're looking for the changes that we can prevent. And you can do that in very few cancers. You don't have this pre stage. And that's what we do. So now we don't have to use that, because we just need to look for the virus. So the science has caught up, and it's great.
As far as those who will be tested, I get the impression that this kit will allow younger women to be tested. Was it right that previously older women were tested, and now we can spread the net more widely and pick up HPV or its trends earlier?
No, that's not correct. That's not correct. And we've got to be very careful, because, in fact, this virus is, you know, almost everybody comes in contact with this virus. And most people, most Wahine, will clear it. So it goes away by itself. Just like you have a flu, it goes away. So most people it does. But when it stays in the tissues of the cervix and persists, that can cause changes over many years that cause the cancer. And for us, looking too young would mean we find too much virus and do too many things, and it's not so significant because we're about to change it. So the screening program will start at the age of 25. So we're not going to go younger than that. And it's 25 to 69. And so we want to look to see if they've got persistent virus. And some people who do the self-test, if it's positive and find virus, will have to come back and have a sputum exam or a colposcopy to see what the diagnosis is. It's screening. It's looking for that small group that we have to look at more to see if they're at risk. And there'll only be a small group of 100, say, people that will if you go to do this test, 90 women out of 100 will be negative, approximately, and 10 will have to have some further tests. So, and we know from the studies we've done in New Zealand and other people that women find this a very good test. It's very accessible and very acceptable. So about 95% of women, when offered this in one of the trials, took the self-test. So it's a bit of a win-win situation for women. They get informed, they decide what they want to do, and they can either do the self-test or they can do the more conventional, what they know of as the smear exam. But it's still the same test. We're still looking for the virus.
Tēnākoe, the cohort that were part of the test regime, a significant number of wahine, Māori, involved in that testing, kaupapa,
Beth? Yes, there were. So we've probably done, the majority who have been Māori, over 4,000 tests, and there's other many thousands of tests being done in New Zealand in the pilot. So it's been well explored, and what was really important to us with our series of studies called He Tapu Te Whare Tangata was that we got the voices of Māori to inform the program, which is usually the other way around. So it was really important. We did a lot of qualitative work talking to women and also to do the research with the trials. So, and we really appreciate the input that wahine has given to the program.
Were there some social or cultural inhibitors to undertaking the test that might have differed from the majority of women? Were there some cultural issues that surfaced when talking with our wahine about the test kit regime?
Well, I think it's a lot of the things we always talk about is being treated with value and having an appropriate, trusted relationship with the person who's explaining the test and who's giving it to you, because it's a very important part of the body for us, for all of us. So I think having that trusted provider and explaining it and being able to do it yourself, that kept coming across, being empowered, and it was their test, and they could do it in a private place without someone else examining them.
So do you apply to have a kit sent to your whare, or will that be automatically sent out? And if so, as of when?
Yes, I mean, that's a very good question. The program will start in primary care and in family planning and seems to cite that and support to screen. It won't be sent out in kits initially. And that's interesting enough. It's an interesting phenomenon that sending the kits home hasn't been the best way to get our results back, particularly for our wahine Māori who are more shy. And you've got to have it explained, you've got to know what it's all about. So I think what will happen is we'll start the screening program, and then there'll be an offer if you want for your next test, perhaps. All these things are up in the air, and we need to do some more work around it. So there might be mail-out kits, but they don't have a very good uptake, and I knew that for some of our wahine, if we offered them the swab to take home, the HPV self-test and the kit to go home, that often that was a really, it may not come back. And that's our way sometimes of saying, well, thank you very much, I'm glad you thought of us, but I really didn't want to do that. And so it's going to be all sorts of variable things. I think in the future, maybe in 5 or 10 years, the test will be available on a wide number of venues. But at the moment, it'll be like you've got to continue screening with what you're doing now. So if you're called up to go and do the conventional screen, do it. But after the 12th of September, this test will be available. And it's very important. I mean, to me, it's very exciting. We can eliminate this cancer. We can prevent it, so we don't need to have it. This is a young woman, average age, was 40, early 40s. This is really, you know, any wahine is important to our whānau, but it's really important that we make an effort and to champion it as a community. So I think I'm really excited about what communities are going to decide to do to get on board with eliminating this cancer with screening and vaccination. We can't forget that those two tools, vaccinate against the virus for our young kids at any time from the age of 9, is really key, and also screening.